We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling. The state tournament coming up Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th. We'll have coverage of the tournament right here on KSOM. Marissa Soder, head coach for Audubon Girls Wrestling, with us now. And, Coach, you're sending two to state with Jordan Mulford and Macy Rasmussen both going. How are you feeling about those two girls as you head to Iowa City?
Pretty good. I'm excited that they get the opportunity to wrestle at the next level and keep their season going a little bit longer. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what they're capable to do there. So lots to look forward to, a little to be nervous about. Overall, it's going to be a good experience.
Lots to be nervous about. But yeah, as like you said, plenty to look forward to. Take me through Jordan and her road to the state tournament and what she was able to do in regionals to get her here to this point.
Yeah, so she had a really strong start to her season, started with a pretty solid winning record. And then about the time that January hit, we started getting sick and having problems with ribs. And like, she's one that's kind of been sick every other week, just with like, she works around a bunch of little kids and a whole bunch of other stuff. So she's been struggling with that a little bit, but we finally got it more under control. We dropped her down to 105. Quite a few pretty solid wrestlers ended up getting injured, which opened up a lot of potential for her to advance at the 105 weight class. So we took the gamble there and we dropped down to 105, and she's been wrestling really well there. She started at the Eastman Invitational in the ESAC tournament is when she started wrestling 105. She walked away that day with 2-on-1 in the day, and she's been pretty successful there since. And obviously she made it to regionals at 105, which is very exciting. We got to correct a match that she shouldn't have lost previously this season at regionals to get her there, and I think that kind of meant the world to her. So it was very exciting to help be a part of that.
So Coach, so you got Jordan into state. How about Macy Rasmussen? I mean, for her, it's obviously no surprise. I think maybe a little bit of surprise about her seed. I mean, somebody who's undefeated, in my opinion, shouldn't be seeded as low as 8th. So I think I was disappointed with that. How disappointed were you in the seed for her?
I mean, that it is incredibly disappointing. I would have liked to see Utterbach further down the line, maybe in the finals match. But we're hopefully going to see her second round, and hopefully we can do our best there with the seeding criteria. That it was a little bit expected. The criteria for state is based off of head-to-heads, which our only head-to-head in that bracket would be Brianna Kiger from Carroll, because that's who we saw at regionals. Otherwise, we haven't seen any of those people. Common opponents, we don't have very many, but there are some. We can't be a returning state champ or second or third placer or fourth through eighth placer, because Macy is a freshman. They take regional place into consideration, which she got first, which is helpful. And returning state qualifier can't do that. And then winning percentage. So we don't meet a lot of the criteria because it is more for wrestlers that have been wrestling at state in the past. So it's hard to be a freshman at state. So yeah. I understand why we're there. I do wish it was a better placement.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But there it is. I mean, she's there. She made it. She's had an incredible season. Nothing should be taken away from her for that, you know. You got to face them anyway, I suppose. But so, what is her mentality coming in? I mean, she hasn't been beaten this year. She looks. How has she looked as she goes into this first appearance at state?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
I was just saying that she's there. She'll have the opportunity to compete. How do you see her wrestling going into state? And, you know, what do you expect for her in terms of if she goes far, what does she have to do to make that happen?
I mean, she knows that she's got the same kind of things that she'll be working on all year, moving her feet a little bit more, being a little bit more aggressive and offensive, a little less defensive of a wrestler, and that's stuff that we've been working on. I think she's just excited for the opportunity, and she's going to go out and she's going to try her best, just like she has all season long and with every other tournament that she's ever wrestled in outside of it being the sports season. So when she wrestles AAU, she's probably my only wrestler that's used to that sort of environment. So I don't necessarily think that should be too much in her head. I think just the experience of it being state wrestling for high school will absolutely be new.
And it just, what does it mean for you to be able to send these two girls to state? And I'm sure you're excited to see what they can accomplish.
Yeah, I'm absolutely excited. I'm happy for them. I'm looking forward to what they can do. I'm also a little nervous for them, but I know that they're going to do great. They're going to go out and they're going to do their very best. And that's all I can ever ask for. I personally am excited to be going, and I've been telling them all season long that it brings me a lot of joy when I see them go out onto the mat and they try new things that we've been working on in practice, or they make those connections a little bit quicker, all of that good stuff. So it's an exciting opportunity for me to be able to send two, especially this being my first year as a head coach. So I look forward to it a lot.
Well, we will have reports and play-by-play interviews, coverage of the Girls State Wrestling Tournament. We'll be following Jordan and Macy throughout the two-day event as they try to get onto the podium. Beginning course session begins at 4:30 on Thursday afternoon and continues throughout the day on Friday. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to Jordan and Macy at the state tournament. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marissa Soder, head coach for Ottoman Girls Wrestling here on KSOM.